conference with the Duchess. "Then I'll go up to him." She gathered her gauzy silk skirts in one hand. "I wouldn't do that. They probably aren't in the drawing room." He cleared his throat. "There was some contretemps earlier, and..." "Did she tell him she was enceinte?" Angelique threw up her hands. "Mon Dieu! I knew he would react badly." The Duke wasn't the one who was flying into Alt. "Gervaise doesn't need to lose his temper to be annoying. I know that all too well." She snapped her fingers. "He says something as if it is a command, straight from God, and instantly expects to be obeyed." "Well, he is a duke, and a very arrogant man. Do not forget that." As she talked, Michael began to see why Elizabeth got on so well with Angelique. They were both inclined to treat the duke with a remarkable lack of respect. "I will go up," Angelique announced firmly in her lilting French accent. Michael held up his hand. "Let me ring for the butler and ascertain if the Duke is receiving visitors." "Why?" she shrugged. "It's not as if I haven't seen him naked before." "But the Duchess might not appreciate your presence if she is naked too." Angelique subsided onto the corner of his desk. "I suppose you are right. Things aren't quite the same anymore, are they?" She winked at him. "I suspect Elizabeth would have my head if I walked into her bedchamber and found her and the Duke en déshabille." Luckily, Michael didn't have to reply, as the butler appeared to remind him that dinner was about to be served in the dining room. Angelique went to the door. "Shall we eat together while we await the appearance of the Duke? I'm famished." "That would be lovely." She held the door open wide as he manoeuvred his wheelchair out from behind the desk and headed for the hallway. "Do you need help?" "No, thank you." He kept his voice mild and his smile relaxed. "I can manage." Unlike his sister and brothers, who tended to hover over him as if he were a small child in walking strings, she took him at his word and went ahead, chattering about inconsequential matters as they progressed. He took his usual seat on the Duke's right, even though the place was empty, and she sat beside him. An appetizing smell of carrot and brandy soup wafted out from under one of the closed lids. Angelique sighed. "Gervaise's chef is quite extraordinary. I can see why he pays him such an exorbitant sum of money to stay." "More than he pays me," Michael grumbled good-naturedly as he helped himself and Angelique to the soup. "But you do not have to work, do you? You have a private income." "Since the Duke straightened out the Waterstone finances, I suppose I could sit at home and be idle. But what exactly would I do all day?" Michael glanced down at his useless legs. "It's not as if I can ride to hounds or parade myself at the fashionable hour in Hyde Park like a peacock looking for a mate." "You do not wish to be married?" "Good Lord, Angelique, who would want to tie themselves to a cripple like me?" She continued speaking. "You are not ill-favoured. You are the brother-in-law of a duke, and you come from a good family. Why would you not choose to marry?" He fixed her with his best glare. "Surely that is my own business. Michael, you are in a wheelchair. You are dead. Surely you have needs." He put down his spoon and studied her earnest face. "Are you attempting to be discreet? Why don't you just come out and say it?"
"I was trying to be subtle."
"You are never subtle." She blinked her big blue eyes at him. "Because I am a courtesan?" "Angelique, what on earth do you expect me to say to that? Everyone knows what you are. Apart from bedding the Duke, you've been the mistress of some of the most top lofty aristocrats in England. Which means, you dunderhead, that I am extremely discreet." She hunched her shoulder at him and continued eating her soup. After he'd finished, the bowl was taken away and replaced with a plate of escallops of pork, creamed spinach, and roast potatoes. He determinedly ate his way through a large quantity of food before he glanced at his companion, who was picking daintily at her plate. "I didn't mean to offend you, Angelique. I do apologize."
"You are forgiven."
She inclined her head a regal inch. "I am very discreet." He put down his knife and stared at his plate. "My sister says I am a little sensitive about my lack of abilities." Angelique put her elbow on the table and regarded him with great interest. "Will you ever walk again?" So much for her retreating and respecting his boundaries. "I doubt it. I can walk a few steps with two canes, but it is so debilitating that I can't make..."